Cool. Well, it's recording now, isn't it? I'm not doing my local radio. I'm not doing my local radio voice. I'm saving that for special occasions.
Nice one. Cool. Hello and welcome back to Here We Go podcast with me, James, and William. It's another lockdown podcast.
I've aptly named it.
You need to look it up.
Yeah, I'm about to aptly name it.
Yeah, just
I've aptly named it.
Vibes.
Wait for it. I've aptly named it Hayward Young, Cohen, Arneson, and Robertson. That's the name of this episode. Because those are the surnames of the vaccines. And we've had some breakthrough news on the coronavirus vaccines. Hence why it's called that.
I saw a good tweet earlier. It was just that the Oxford vaccine is 70% effective, which means the Oxford Brookes vaccine is 15% effective because it's still in bed.
Get out, and I mean it.
Classic.
I saw one about the Loughborough one.
Loughborough one?
Yeah, it's 50% effective, but they had a good social life.
Yeah, that's what I saw the same about Durham.
That's probably what I meant, Durham.
Yeah. Loughborough's more just sports, isn't it?
Well, that's Durham's more your academia. Choice. I don't know much about academia. I know about macadamia nuts, mind.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I mean, why does yours always make, like, waveforms? Mine doesn't fucking do it.
Because I talk loudly. You mumble.
Brilliant.
If you see the velocity in my voice compared to the velocity in your voice, louder. But then yeah. I just boost yours up in post anyway.
It's microphone, isn't it? They have to shout.
Yeah, but if you have a louder signal at the start, you have less gain, which then makes it a cleaner signal.
Yeah.
Which all in all gives the listeners a better experience.
All right, well, sorry for your shit experience, everyone listening.
No, they had a shit experience when they turned the podcast on.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
I love how I just slate it.
There we go.
I think we still got a good listenership in India. So,
yeah.
Shout out to you guys, and I hope everything's going well. And yeah. The river of Calcutta's doing you good.
Ganges, mate.
There's a river of Calcutta, though, there as well.
Is there?
There's also a river Carvery.
Oh, well.
I'm not talking to Toby.
Wonder what meat.
Because, the river Carvery is in Sri Lanka. I apologise for my sort of ignorance to geography. Because my friend once told us that he had a cow in Sri Lanka called Carvery. And I said, that's funny because it's more than likely going to end up on a Carvery. And he was very horrified to find out what a Carvery was. Because a cow is a sacred animal in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
So they just have them as pets like we have cats, dogs, rabbits, fish,
and milk,
lizards.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, they probably use the milk and probably cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we thought we'd lift your spirits coming into the end of the second lockdown.
And for 3.5 minutes we have done just that.
We've lifted everyone's spirits. They found out that I know nothing about geography because I thought the river Carvery was in India, but it's actually in Sri Lanka.
And
I've told them that my friend didn't know what a Carvery dinner was.
And
which you can have
you
with alcohol in new tier 2 COVID restrictions.
That's good.
Because they're strengthening basically what they're doing is tier 2 is kind of tier 3-ish now, things like that. They're changing them around a bit.
Right.
So you can only have a drink if you're having a substantial meal. We know what you're thinking, Jeremy Joseph, and beans on toast is probably, I mean, it's a substantial meal if you're a student.
Who's Jeremy Joseph?
The owner of GAY.
Oh, right.
I think it's a fake name. I don't think that's his actual name.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound real. It sounds like the guy who pretended he was Jesus' dad.
It just doesn't sound like it's not a real name to me, Jeremy Joseph, if you're listening.
Really though, we're just having a bit of a catch up. Really, just
we're just sort of chatting.
How are we going on? I don't know what third week of lockdown.
Yeah, we're coming out of it next week.
Cheers.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing.
Third week of lockdown.
In fact, we're coming out a week on Wednesday.
Not a lot really happening. So,
well I don't know. I've done a lot this weekend. set up a fish tank and a terrarium.
Yeah.
Busy. Actually, mm-hmm. I mean, not really a fish tank, more of a paludarium. Paludarium is half water, half not.
Okay.
So, I've got to set up one of those.
What? So...
Yeah, it's very confusing because... Because
that's called paluda.
That's a paluda.
But it's not a paludarium.
But it's not a paluda, it's a terrarium.
Brilliant.
And that's a terra, but it's not a terrarium. It's a paludarium.
I mean, it could also be a paludarium. There's no reason why not, but... The way you've set it up is a terrarium.
No, the water flow wouldn't be right. It wouldn't flow right.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to get... The water wouldn't flow in to go out.
They're not really giving you much for your money there, are they, then? Because...
No, it's different tanks for different needs.
Yeah, but sure, you'd combine the two, right? You know, you could have no water in that, and that'd be terrarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too perv, isn't it?
Put a fish in a fucking pint glass, it'd be a fish tank.
Up to you.
Different drinks for different needs.
Put a little castle in there.
No, not having that.
Multicolored rocks.
Do you want to make me be sick on my own face?
Yeah.
Laying down, being sick.
Elvis One of those Presley. Old sort of like diving helmets at the bottom.
Those were cool because they had little bubbles that came out of them. And they like, do you remember the ones where it was like a little chest and every now and then it would open up and there'd be like a little gem inside?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking shit. Imagine if a fish got stuck in there. 10 minutes till it opens again. Fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's on the hour.
Could be. It's like Big Ben.
Yeah.
So how's everyone been enjoying the Mince Pie Masters? We actually got picked up by a Mince Pie hating account.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be a Mince Pie fan account. I'm not too sure what it is.
The connotations of the reposting were confusing, really.
I am trying to secure a deal with Sainsbury's, yeah?
Mm.
So that the fan submissions will get a Mince Pie sent from the man from Sainsbury's himself. Is it John Sainsbury's?
Yeah, Shane
probably
Sainsbury's.
John or James or James.
I imagine that person's dead.
Yeah, but he's got ancestors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True. Not ancestors. They've got, you know what I mean, family and that. He's passed the business down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we don't just... Well, yeah, no, we pretty much just have Sainsbury's Mince Pies at the moment.
I had a Pret one, but I didn't take a picture.
I had... The short crust Tesco's ones are actually quite nice.
Oh, for the bakery
Not
section.
A lot of filling in.
See, I'm...
The pastry,
I still,
really nice.
I still, this is a point I will stand
You're more of a phyllo kind of guy.
No, all right. Homophobic over here. I'm not having that.
Not for me.
Not in the day of not being homophobic to Will, because there's a day for everything these days. I made a new day.
All right.
23rd of November, everyone, write that in your diaries, is the day of you're not allowed to be homophobic to Will Day. I'm going to make a little banner for it.
Yes.
What I'm saying is I think the cheaper mince pies are sometimes better because they don't try and jazz it up too much and you just, you know, £1, six of them, decent amount of filling, decent pastry, you know what you're getting and it's not all, oh, look at us, we put brandy in it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against brandy. You know, I've got nothing against cognac.
Do you remember last year? I think it was last year. Marks and Spencer's brought out one with Courvoisier, isn't it?
I think they do that every year in the finest range.
Oh, well. I wouldn't suggest Courvoisier to anyone.
Vossy and Coke?
Yeah. Vossy Bop, if you're Stormzy.
It's just, you know, I don't actually think I've drank Courvoisier.
I don't really understand...
What does it taste of?
Why people like brandy.
Oh, it's Courvoisier brandy?
Yeah, well, it's a brandy cognac.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've never tried it.
I wouldn't.
Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah. Apparently it's nice as apple juice. Pineapple juice and Coke. Not all at the same time.
No, that would make a really weird concoction. That would mix quite strangely.
This is confusing.
It's comfortable.
Comfortable. Hmm. Yeah, but if you want to join in with Mince Pie Masters...
Tweet us and that.
Tweet us, comment... like, subscribe,
smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
You got to do that. You got
to
do that thing.
Click the little bell.
You got to do that thing on YouTube where they're like, yeah, and press that thing there or click that video up there.
What Will's doing for the audience right now, Will is putting his hand
and pointing aimlessly, basically,
and pointing aimlessly at sort of areas where you could take the like.
But do
button.
You remember when that like, on YouTube it was there, and then they moved it to there? So now if you go to like a video from like 2008. It just looks mental because they're just pointing at like Google Chrome logo.
Pointing behind them. if you want to join the Mince Pie Masters, the hashtag is hashtag Mince Pie Masters.
No spaces, because it wouldn't be a hashtag if there were spaces.
Mince doesn't have a D. It's just mince pie, not minced pie.
Because a minced pie is a pie that you put through a mincer.
Yeah.
And we're not talking mince pie, because it didn't sort of mince its way in. Oh, hello.
Mincy, mincy, mincy.
None of that. It's because it's mince meat, which isn't actually meat. It used to have, though they used to use suet in mince pies.
Yeah.
Most of them don't, obviously,
and
these days.
Nice. Nowadays, if it did, you would suet, wouldn't you? So.
Bop it.
Bop it. Flick it. Twist it.
Bop it.
What was the other one? Spin it.
Spin it.
Then when you got round, it'd go...
Yeah, then it just got really quick and you just had to have like four hands.
And if it failed it, it went...
Brilliant
game. Yeah, Mince Pie Masters, join in, join in, join in. Obviously, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Will does a Twitter. I mainly do the Instagram.
I might make us a LinkedIn. As a company.
Okay.
Because everyone loves a LinkedIn, apart from Agnes. We saw you tweeting about it today.
Here We Go Holdings Limited.
Or just Here We Go LTD. There's no need for... Yeah. We're not... What are we holding, apart from holding up the weight of the bloody podcasting community with this brilliant content?
Content?
What other social media is there? People call YouTube a social media now, and I find it quite confusing, because I've never deemed it as a social media.
No.
But these days, I suppose
it's a video sharing platform.
Exactly. But then TikTok is a social media, but it's also a video sharing platform.
It's more of a video ripping people off platform. It just takes people's videos and then actually just like ignores copyright.
What I like the most about TikTok is all these people that are sharing these. You see them sharing these amazing hacks for home and life and shit, and I'm like, that's not a hack. Mm. That's just common knowledge. I saw one, some fucking woman was talking about a toaster, and it was a crumb tray. Everyone knows a crumb tray exists in a toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet no one knows about this secret tray in a toaster. It's the crumb tray.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it exists. It's not a secret. Read the box.
Yep. Tart.
Did you know there's this secret device in a kitchen? I told you about this one. It's amazing. This secret device in a kitchen where, sometimes you want hot water.
Yeah.
And you have to leave the hot tap on for about 10 minutes, so it's boiling.
Yeah.
There's this secret device in kitchens that it plugs into the wall, and I don't know how this works. It must be something to do with 5G. But it plugs into the wall.
Nothing
you
common.
Put the water into it, you turn it on, and the water comes out hot, like boiling hot. Like so hot that if you put your hand in it, it would burn.
I've heard it takes a few minutes.
100 degrees C.
It takes longer if you put more water in.
Yeah, but it's this amazing device. It's a secret kitchen device.
I quite like the device on doors. Sometimes you have to, you can sometimes push them with your elbow. Or sometimes if you've got your hands full, you can do it with your chin. But usually you'd use your hand, and it's like a grip, and you pull it down. Or sometimes you sort of put your hand onto it and twist.
Twist.
That's a handle, a door handle, or a door knob.
I've not heard of that.
With a K.
I'm going to have to investigate this. How do you spell it? Is it hand space all?
Yes. It's actually a small village near my town called Hundall.
I'm going to have to look this one up on the internet. I'm going to probably have to put this into the internet.
Mm.
What about, there's some other things that, so you lock your door.
Yeah.
There's this thing that opens it. And I've always just called it an unlocker. I don't know. It's a secret. It must be a secret thing, because
a latch.
Places come with them, but you can't buy them. You can't find them. But they're just on doors, mainly the door at the front of the building.
Key.
No, because that's a type. Latch. No, because a key is a type of lime pie.
Yeah, true.
No,
or a sort of dock for boats. Or
yeah, exactly.
Sort of like. Florida Keys, which is sort of like I don't know, I've never been.
America's not real, it's a myth.
It's a myth.
So I'm going to have to look up that thing you said about opening doors.
Yeah.
And the device for unlocking doors, which I've been calling an unlocker for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any other secret sort of kitchen or house related things, that we can make
share on TikTok.
TikTok out of, let us know.
Yeah.
We're totally not desperate for content. So let us know. Right. Got some funny observations. Do you want to hear a funny observation?
Go on then.
Do you know... I've got to say it before I laugh. Do you know... you're not gonna believe this one. When someone walks outside, and someone spilled oil on the floor and it's slippy. What's going on there? What's that all about? Oh, honestly, if anyone else has got any funny observations, let us know.
Obs, they call them obs in
another thing. In it's slippy.
Nursing.
When it's snowing and it's icy, and a car skids a bit. What's going on there?
What about if...
What sort of podcast is it?
If you're on a cartoon and there's a banana on the floor and someone slips.
A banana?
What's going on there?
What is that all about? A banana... What? Scooby-Doo? A talking dog? What is that all about?
You ought to look at Scrappy as well, because he's...
Scrappy? A talking puppy? Oh, honestly.
And...
What sort of day is it?
Dick Dastardly and his... Crazy old Mitt, whatever he was called. What was he called again?
I don't know, but we're 16 minutes in and we're just making funny observations in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, what is there to do?
But I think it's uplifting. it's what the listeners want. The listeners want, we're spreading joy.
Spreading joy.
Festive good cheer.
Festive cheer.
Should we do a Christmas single? Here we go, Christmas single.
Here we go, it's Christmas time.
I think Noel could probably do that. Because I feel like he could probably do that on the guitar. Like make it a bit rock and roll. Henry plays keyboards, doesn't he? He does it. Yeah. We could get Henry on the keys. Charles could do the synth.
Connor's got a banjo.
Connor can do the banjo, and he's good at it. He played classical gas that time.
Eldon could play piano.
Eldon on piano. Like upright piano, Henry on a keyboard, digital.
Yeah.
Charles can do the synth line.
Yeah.
And then we've got like an ensemble of guests that can do the singing and the choral parts.
Choral.
I'll do like one of the solos.
Yeah.
Do like one of the Band-Aid when he's like.
No, I was thinking grain silo, so.
I could do one of them.
Help me out.
Yeah, we'd do like a Here We Go charity single.
Yeah.
Bring a bit of.
Of Christmas cheer.
Yeah, do it all via Zoom and that, because everyone does it on Zoom, don't they, these days?
It's fine to break up for Christmas and have no COVID rules, but if it was Eid and Diwali, that's not allowed.
Yeah, Christmas is more commonly big. Everyone celebrates Christmas, basically, isn't it? Like, even people that aren't... I mean, I'm not religious, I celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you've got to voice your opinions, otherwise... How will you ever grow your knowledge?
It's Christmas, isn't it? Everyone celebrates Christmas. Christmas isn't even about religion anymore. It's just about drinking as much as you can and eating as much as you can.
Jesus who?
Yeah, who is Jesus?
Some guy who wrote a book. Didn't even write it.
Yeah, but if you think about it, God, if you looked at the word God in a mirror, it's spelled dog.
Yeah.
So.
Well... Technically, if you look at ambulance in the mirror, when it's on the front of an ambulance, it spells ambulance. But like, if you looked at God in a mirror, it wouldn't spell dog. It'd spell like, wouldn't quite.
Yeah, but it'd look more like dog than it would God.
How do you follow on from that?
There is no. I'm going to put a jingle in there.
Jingle
to end that bit.
Jingle.
We've put an end to funny observations.
Jingle
and all that stuff. It's kind of hard to talk about what's been going on when literally nothing's been going on.
Let's talk about what is going to happen then.
What, in the future?
In the future.
Well, I know one bloody good thing that's going to be coming out around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Not Mistletoe and Bloody Wine. Bloody podcast with our end of year review.
End of year review. It's the time you've all been waiting for. Not this podcast, but the next one. It's the annual general podcast 2.0.
Wah!
It's our official end of year wrap up. We're going all out this year.
Wrap up.
We'll not tell you too much.
Not only will you be wrapping up warm, also wrapping up presents. We'll be wrapping up the bloody year. And if you are with your loved one at Christmas,
yeah,
wrap it up before you go in.
And you just love one.
Yeah, because I'm talking couples here. All right. With your loved one, wrap it up. Because you're not going to be wrapping it up in front of your nan.
Yeah, but what are you on about? We're on about parcels, we're on about penis.
Yeah, condoms.
Right.
Wrap up your dick. Because you don't want an unexpected kid.
True.
Because, you know, think about it. If you're having intercourse around Christmas, 9 months later, what month will that bring it into when they're in the world?
September.
That's quite a good time to be born, actually.
It's actually perfect. So.
You'll be one of the older ones in the year at school.
It's going to be hard. No one's going to want to do it in January, though, are they? Because like, they'll be too full from Christmas.
Yeah, you want
it sick everywhere.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, but you'd probably be wanting to have it just before Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're prepped and ready for it. Right, should we stop discussing people having sex over Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Don't do it on the table or the kitchen. I know what some of you lot are like, you filthy listener buggers.
Scallywags. So
getting everyone in the mood for Christmas. James, what would you say is your favourite Christmas film?
Die Hard 1.
That's a classic.
Mm.
I still go by a bit of Home Alone. I think Home Alone 1 is a classic.
I've never seen Home Alone.
It's a great film.
I like Elf.
Elf is good, yeah. Mm.
Yes. But other than that, pardon me. They're shouting. So, now I've never seen Home Alone. It's one of those things where I'm quite happy to not have seen it.
No, it's great. You need to watch it.
I'm told it's great, but
really good. It's just classic.
I was also told Game of Thrones was great, and then I watched it for 5 minutes and decided it was shite.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones and Home Alone's a different cup of tea because Home Alone doesn't feature dragons.
No, but in the context of being told to watch something and then just refusing point blank, that is one of those things.
Yeah, but Home Alone's worth watching. That's what I'm saying. Home Alone, it takes up an hour and a half of your life.
Actually,
Game of Thrones takes
up
a long time.
My favourite Christmas film is Uncle Buck.
Don't think
it's
I've seen
not necessarily Christmassy. Well, it's not a solely Christmas
film. Is it
film.
Set around Christmas time?
It does have Christmas connotations.
Yeah, but is that just them...
Themes.
Is that just them in March saying, what are you doing at Christmas? Because that doesn't count.
Yeah. No, it's one of those films that just reminds me of Christmas. Uncle Buck.
That's what Christmas is all about, the memories.
So, what's your favourite Christmas film? Both Will and listeners.
Well, as I said, it's Home Alone.
Yeah.
One.
I just wondered
not
if
two,
you'd
not
want
three.
To consider that and change.
No, because I can't really think of any other Christmas films.
Right.
I just think Home Alone, it's just a classic. I watch every year and every year I laugh. I like it. Every time I see it.
Right.
And that for me is what makes it great. Because I enjoy it every time I watch
Christmas.
It. Exactly. Same every year. Christmas Eve, I normally watch it. Settling down after having like a random assortment of food.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of hungry, but half the food you can't touch, it's for Christmas. It's the classic. It's the classic. Mum, can I have that? No, it's for Christmas Day. It's bread.
It's bread.
Want some toast?
Oi.
It's the morning. So yeah, just sitting down, tucking into that. And normally it's on like ITV.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For some reason, it's on ITV. And it's just, And the narrator's always like, oh, and now we've got time for a Christmas classic.
Yeah.
It's Home Alone 1. And you're like, oh, decent. I knew it was on. Got Sky Plus in it. Put it on the reminder. But it's always nice to be reminded by a voice. A soothing narration.
Someone who's paid to be.
Yeah. Have you seen any Christmas adverts this year? Because that's always a big thing about Christmas, isn't it? People always love. I don't know why this has now become Christmassy, this one.
I don't think I have.
I mean, we don't really watch terrestrial TV, as they call it.
Actually...
Did we see the McDonald's one the other day?
I saw the new Coke advert, which was directed by Taika Waititi, the New Zealand actor-director. I don't like it.
Is it not just the Coke truck driving round with holidays are coming?
Well, it's like a mixture of the Coke truck driving round and like a family realising they want some Coke, which if you wanted that, you just watch Narcos, wouldn't you? So.
Yeah, it depends if they're talking Colombian marching powder.
Colombian marching powder.
Or, you know, a bottle of the red stuff.
Yeah.
But
the old medicine.
It's interesting that, because if I wanted a Coca-Cola, which sometimes you do want a Coca-Cola, I wouldn't want to buy it in a can. I wouldn't want to buy it in a plastic bottle. I wouldn't want to buy it in a glass bottle. I'd like it off a gun.
All right.
Fast, you know.
I quite like syrup, it in a glass post
mix. I like it post mix because the flavour's slightly different. Better flavour.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this one for sure. If you lined up, you know, glass bottle Coke, bottled Coke plastic, canned Coke, and the one off the gun thing, I'd be able to tell you which one was the one off the gun thing because it's got that much of a distinct flavour.
Post-mix.
But also, I can't remember the last time I've actually had a glass of the cooling refreshing beverage, Coca-Cola.
I used to have Coke after I'd been like canoeing or something like that.
How often do you go canoeing?
Oh, well, I used to go quite a lot when I was in Scouts
Fair play.
As a kid. Sometimes for birthdays, there's a old sort of quarry that turned into a country park and they filled in holes and made a big lake. And there's a place where you can do like rafting and water sports and stuff there. So you used to
see they did that. They did that near me, but the old quarry, they just turned it into a shopping centre.
All right.
Inside the quarry, you go down and there's a shopping centre.
Really?
Yeah. Not like so. It's like it's called Blue Water. And down there, it's a big dig out. It used to be like a quarry for like Slate or Summit. And they put a shopping centre down there. So you drive, you have to go down to get in there. It's quite cool.
That's quite cool. Not good for flooding, but...
No, yeah. Because it's surrounded by water and stuff. So they probably like figured out an irrigation system.
Blue water.
Yeah.
That was the key message there, folks.
They used to be in the food court area, like a sort of kids play bit, and it was all like stepping stones and stuff, and you'd be like walking through it, and it was generally like walking over water and stuff.
Were the stepping stones
you'd
speedos?
Fall, what?
Were the stepping stones speedos?
No, it wasn't. No, not at all.
No,
it was just a chart. It was in the innocent era. All McDonald's right. In that food court actually was like a castle.
McDonald's.
It was like a castle themed. It was so bizarre. I don't actually, for the life of me, now looking back on it, I don't understand, but you'd walk through the front doors of the McDonald's and it was like walking through a big castle-like main gate thing. And there was like all like the turrets and stuff. Really strange. It really didn't make sense.
Portcullis.
And I feel like if people that know Blue Water and have known for quite a few years, so the you know, your Dartford crew, your Kent Massive, they'd probably, and you know, your South East London Brigade, they'd probably... You know, the Orpington Mandems, you know. Right. They'd know all about it, the Bromley ones. They'd know all about what I mean because they've probably been there as kids and stuff. But if you don't know that shopping centre, you probably just think, what the fuck?
I'm thinking, what the fuck, because I haven't got a clue.
It was one of those shopping centres that were so big that it would have, like, two shops. So, like, it had two HMVs.
Oh, yeah.
No need for that. Just get one big one.
One big one.
Yeah, that was a strange shopping centre. Anyway, any other Christmas
ads? I used to drink Coke because it would kill the bacteria.
That isn't a good thing, is it? That a drink that you consume kills bacteria. It must have something dodgy in it.
Sugar.
I used to like a vanilla Coke when I was hungover at uni.
Right.
But I've just phased
corner
out...
Corner shops.
I've just phased out fizzy
you can
drinks.
Them, can't you? That's
pretty good.
Oh, sorry, microphone.
It's all right. I'm not going to cut out. Listeners can have a bit of ear hate hurt. Yeah, I used to, but I've sort of phased. Don't really have fizzy drinks that often.
No, just
I've
beer.
Sort of, I've moved on to sort of. I've gone a bit Tory now. I like an elderflower fizz.
Oh yeah,
that's my.
Doesn't have fizzy drinks often.
But I'll have an elderflower fizzy if I'm having one. If I'm having one, I'll go for a Prezi. Elderflower Prezi.
Prezi, yeah.
Maybe like a Schlur. I bought Schlur the other day, didn't I?
Schlur is fucking fantastic. Well, I say that, but. White grape Schlur is fantastic. Everything else can suck a dick.
The one I got, it was a sugar-free one. It just didn't taste right. Wasn't right. I bought an Appetizer as well. That was classic.
I don't like Appetizer.
Appetizer's classic.
No, it's got a weird flavour to it.
It's great. It's Apple. Just a classic drink. Then they did like Pear-tizer at one point. I don't think that went down too well.
No.
I think they even did like a sort of like a cherry-ish one, like a berry type one.
Berry and cherry.
Yeah. J2O's, that was a kid classic.
J2O's classic, yeah.
Whenever you'd go out and go to like, you know, be like a sort of a family friend family's friend sort of thing. You'd go there and you'd be like having a meal at a pub or something, get a J2O.
Could I get a J2O, please? It's my doing my idea.
I haven't
standing
had any J2Os in the right place, in a minute.
You bugger. Orange and passion fruit. I actually, do you remember?
I was an apple and mango.
Do you remember
J2O
that
fan
thing at Books? It was like Bar Exchange.
Yeah.
So whenever that was on, obviously all the stuff on there would just be stuff that you basically wanted to get rid of. That's how we played the game. And obviously the more, it was like a stock exchange thing for your listeners who didn't get to Books. You basically, the more you bought of a certain product, obviously the more that price would go up, and then the other products that weren't being bought would go down in price. So you'd just be spending the night basically mixing drinks.
Yeah, it's brutal. In that sense.
I quite often get like double Zabrovka and Orange and Passion Fruit J2O, because like it worked out to be cheaper than it would be anyway. So it's quite nice.
That's probably quite a good combo. That is a good
Zubrov is the bison grass vodka.
Yeah, that is a good vodka. So. It is really nice.
Zubrov. But not to be mixed with Zubrov, which is the horrible bison grass beer.
Is that made from bison grass as well?
Oh, wow. It's.
Or has it just got a bison on the front?
I think.
I've only ever seen the cans crushed in a
pub.
Okay,
park. Imagine Zubrov. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Polish friends. Zubrovka is probably bison grass, and Zubrov is probably bison.
Piss. Because it's shit beer.
Yeah, but in because it's got a bison on the can, like you said.
Yeah,
so maybe.
Yeah, but as I said, I've only seen them crushed in a park.
Shit, yeah.
Surrounded by homeless people pissed out their heads. Sort of going... Right. There's a homeless fella I saw today, didn't I, where his mate just went, wanking therapy. That's all I heard in their conversation.
Talk about the guy who threw rocks.
What, the throwing rocks guy.
Yeah.
So I was out doing a bit of Uber Eats, as that is my new lockdown sort of furlough. I'm not earning any money. Money earner. So I just deliver food to the great people of East London.
The elderly infirm.
I've not actually delivered food to any elderly people yet.
You're
not? No. But they don't know. My nan, if I told my nan that you could go on your phone and order food and it would arrive by someone on a bike, she'd have her mind blown.
Hmm.
She'd love it. So what did I tell her? I remember when I showed her Sky Plus once. That was good. She loved that. If I told her about a podcast, she'd be amazed probably about that. Because I told her about a podcast. She's like, "What's that?" I was like, "Well, you just talk and you listen to it." She's like, "What, it goes? You're doing it live?" I was like, "No, imagine like radio but recorded."
Radio on demand.
Yeah, it's on demand. And she was like, "Yeah, but when are you talking?" I was like, "No, record it and you put it online." She's like, "Yeah, but how do you get what frequency?" I was like, "No frequencies. Download the app." She doesn't have apps. She don't know apps. I was doing that, and then I went into the park.
Yeah.
Just a geezer chucking rocks. Just this bloke with
a bag. It wasn't not like the ones you find in Iceland, by the way.
I was sitting there thinking. I didn't know Iceland, the supermarket sold rocks.
Wow.
You've got crime written through you like a stick of rock. So he was throwing rocks. He had a bag of rocks.
Yeah.
At like the old library in Bethnal Green. I just sort of went, "What are you up to? Like, what are you doing?" Shouting at him. Then he went the other way and just started chucking rocks at joggers. Yeah. This bloke going out for a run, he just had a rock, like, it exploded by his feet, shattered into about 10 pieces. I was like, "Fucking hell, mate, chill out," as you do. Because I'm at this stage in my life now where I just talk to anyone. And then he just started smashing up cars.
Yeah.
He ripped off the wing mirrors, threw his bag of rocks into the back of an Audi Q7. So smashed the window, very expensive because of the heating element.
And because it's probably full of drugs, because it's generally a drug dealer's car, isn't it?
No, it was Q3.
Ah, and not Q7.
Q3 is a slightly smaller
than
a Q7.
Yeah.
Probably quite a comfortable ride, that. Probably had heated seats in the front and the rear.
And the rear, that's even worse.
And then he just went on a bit of a rampage smashing up cars, so the police turned up. And I gave him the description of, looked a bit mad, burgundy shoes.
Mm.
Which are very distinctive. And I said, as I said to you, Bingham, and I'll say it again to you, the listener.
The listener.
If you're going to go and commit crime, don't wear burgundy shoes. That's too distinctive. Don't like. It's like going out crime. It's like going out committing crime in a pair of clogs. People are going to hear you.
Yeah.
Don't wear loud. Wear.
Wear Crocs, you know, even.
No, don't wear Crocs. Cause, actually, no. Yeah, wear Crocs. Crocs.
Crocs. Yeah. Wear loads of like wheat and stuff on your feet.
Wear Crocs and a nursing outfit, and they'll think you're a nurse.
Or wear Crocs and a chef's outfit, and they'll think you're a chef.
I once wore a pair of black and white checkered Vans slip-on, and someone asked me if I was a chef.
Someone asked you if you work in a kitchen, yeah.
Yeah. You a chef? I was like, no. He's like, why are you wearing chef shoes? I was like, they're not chef shoes, mate. They're skating shoes.
Yeah. And he was like, show us your board. What do you mean, cheese board?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. So, show us your board. You know, your chopping board.
Hmm?
Green's for vegetables.
Yeah.
Red is for meat.
Blue's for fish.
Brown's
for... What's brown for?
Brown might be for bread, I think.
No.
Brown what's bread? Yellow for?
Dead.
Yellow for... Yellow might
dairy,
be for...
maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who knows?
If you work in catering...
Let us know.
Let us know.
If you work for Caterham...
Also let us know. I quite like a Caterham.
We could do a podcast on the go in a Caterham. We just drive around chatting.
You wouldn't be able to hear it.
Yeah, you would.
They have no roofs.
Yeah, but drive slowly.
Yeah.
Then you would be able to hear it.
Don't drive.
Just because you've got a car that's quick.
You can just sit on the drive. Sit on the road.
Yeah, good point.
Sit outside the road.
Also, it's only a one-seater, isn't it?
Sometimes it's two.
If you get a big one.
If you get a big one, yeah.
Or you fit two small people in
there. What if we just got a motorbike and a sidecar?
We could do a road show.
Yeah, road show.
You could drive around on the motorbike. I could be in the sidecar like Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
We could do a little here we go road show, and we can sort of set up outside like well-known places and do little podcasts, invite guests.
Here we are going.
Travelling. I'm imagining us in front of the Angel of the North doing a podcast.
Well,
filmed entirely on drone shots.
That would be chaotic for the microphones.
That's that current trend, isn't there? Of just like no idea for TV program is just a random famous person driving around somewhere on a motorbike.
Yeah.
It's this new trend that's come out of nowhere. So we can just do the new trend for the podcasting world, which is just driving around on a bloody motorbike and sidecar.
Ultimately, it wouldn't make any sense because you won't be able to see it.
Yeah, but the listeners would hear it and they'd have to use their imagination.
Listen in. Can you hear the hustle and bustle? Gateshead.
All of our listeners in India don't know what we look like. Actually, no, they do because they saw the post when we shared it on social medias.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw a picture of Charles when you shared it.
Yeah. They must think he is the podcast. He is the face of the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, what is in Gateshead, actually? If
Angel
we're doing...
of the North, mate.
Is that where the Angel of the North is?
Yeah. It's not quite Newcastle.
So just on the outskirts.
Yeah.
It's a good place for it, really. I don't think it'd fit in anywhere else.
Don't think it'd work in Brighton.
Yeah, just get in the way next to the... A360 thing.
Also wouldn't be in the North, would it? So
it'd be Angel of the Brighton, wouldn't it? Angel of the South.
Angel of the Brighton.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Well, that's just like saying, well, that's like we move Nelson's Column, stick it there, it'd be Nelson of the North.
Nelson's,
that would work quite well.
Nelson's 5G column, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think they missed the trick with Nelson's Column, though. They should have put a couple of shops at the bottom. Because then you could just be like, where's your shop? Well, look for Nelson's Column.
Look for Nelson's Column this year.
They could put advertising on that, couldn't they? If they were running out of money, project advertisements onto Nelson's Column. That'd be a great bit of advertising space. Like on the actual column.
Yeah.
Because all it is right now is a lovely bit of stonework. If you put advertising on that.
You read it here first.
Well, that's a good...
If you're looking for a mason, somebody who likes masonry.
Not a Freemason.
Not a Freemason, no. If you're looking for somebody who likes masonry, Will Phillips is your man.
I'll find out. I'll get the advertising on the go.
Or he'll just sit down and listen to you. Because why not?
I'd like to give a bit of stonework a go, actually, doing a bit of masonry. There's a few things. As I said to you the other day, there's one that I'd like to give an operation a go.
Yes. Which, ultimately, if you've played the game, you know how to do it. So...
Bloody hard.
Who needs 7 years in doctoring stuff? Nurse.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'd like to open heart surgery. I want to go
like
straight...
You'd like to open a heart surgery?
No, do open or heart do surgery. Open a heart yeah, surgery. Do open heart surgery.
Yeah.
I think it'd be quite fun. I'd like to see a heart beating inside someone's body, but not on like a thing.
Well, we could watch heartbeat.
I don't want to watch that. I'd want to see it in person.
No, he's in like program Heartbeat.
Yeah, that's crap, that, isn't it?
Nah, mate.
What is it about?
It's not anymore, is it? Anyway,
well, what was it about?
It was a soap based in sort of like North Yorkshire.
Police, it's soap, so it'd
police,
be crap.
Like in a village and that sort of thing.
Rather give open heart surgery a go.
It's no Waterloo Road, is it?
Waterloo Road was classic. So yeah. Classic.
We're bored of the school and country now. We're going to move to Scotland and have the same school,
but
different
country. On the process of moving to Scotland, they all got out of the minibus that they were driving to Scotland to take a picture next to the sign that said Scotland, and they all died in a horrific car crash.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was the worst way to write off an entire cast.
Yeah.
Completely pointless. It was just like, you might as well have just said, all these lot of, you know, they don't want to move to Scotland because that's not how the education system works. If the school moves, you've got to move with it.
Yeah.
They could have just found, you know, they could have just had a placement at another school.
Placement.
But instead, they all went to Scotland and then died in a horrific car crash next to the sign that said
Sambuca.
Welcome to Scotland.
Remember Sambuca?
Oh, yeah, she was a little... All of Waterloo Road had classic... All of the Waterloo Road just had classic cast members.
Yeah. It must have been like a Denise... Jono.
Yeah, there would have been like probably a couple of Maxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was good fun.
Good crack.
What? Anyway, I think on that somber tone.
Yes, on that somber tone. Or Tombra. On that Tombra.
Oh, I do like a bit of Tombra.
Tombra.
Anyway.
Tombra.
That is the Lockdown Series 7.
I ought to check that. Really?
Yeah, I don't think we're in 7.
I think we are.
I was thinking closer to 6.
Oh. Chance will be a fine thing.
Fine thing indeed.
Winter Spy Masters. That's not going to say it, is it? Because I don't put them on there. Bloody hell, get off. Pancakes.
Swearing.
I love your guts for garters. Why am I on here? Why don't you fucking look on the website?
Why don't you just open a podcast app?
Exactly. I'll do it quickly, I will. Yeah, this is number 7.
Oh,
I was right.
I stand bloody corrected.
Yeah, better do. Yeah, cool. All right, then. Well, it's been lovely. We will see you, if not before, at our annual general podcast.
If you're a shareholder, obviously you get to put your thoughts to the board.
Yeah.
At the annual general podcast.
Yep.
To find out where your money's going and all of that jazzy stuff that you care about.
Yeah. Do we ever do the Q&A? Do we ever actually... We made a jingle for Q&A. Did we ever actually put that out?
Yeah, I made the jingle, but it didn't go anywhere.
Brilliant. Well, we can use that.
Yeah, we'll have to use that at some point when we do a Q&A.
Small Q&A.
Yeah, I made it right, jazzy.
Hey. All right, then. Well, yeah. Nice one.
Cheers all.
Cheers all.
See you on the other side.
Hammer and cheers all.